we will get into a time of business matters tonight. But let's go ahead and look into the Word of God tonight. Nehemiah chapter 2 tonight. Nehemiah chapter 2. We're going to go down to the latter part of Nehemiah chapter 2 tonight. I want to give you some thoughts tonight. I'm not preaching on the remodel, but I am preaching on rise up and build. Rise up and build, okay? Just coincidence. But we'll talk about this here tonight, okay? Nehemiah chapter 2, if you go down to verse 17, we're going to read 17 through 20, and you will see that phrase three times in these verses, okay? The Bible says here, "Then said I unto them, Ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth in waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no more be a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken to me. And they said, Let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for the good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant and the Ammonite and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, What is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? Then answered I unto them and said unto them, The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we as servants will arise and build, but ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem." So three times, Nehemiah first said, "Let us rise up and build." And then the people said, "Let us rise up and build." And then Nehemiah repeated it again to another group that was going to give them some conflict and all about that, about what they were trying to do. But nevertheless, I believe this is what God wants us to do in a lot of places and areas in our life. So I want to apply this to us tonight as we think about it. Let's pray. Father, Lord, guide and direct us and help us here this evening. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And I pray, Lord, you'd use it tonight to bless our hearts and encourage us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I was telling you, I put that Charles Spurgeon quote in your bulletin today about let us always have work to do. I believe that is important. The Lord also said, occupy till I come. I think it's important for the people of God to be busy in the work of God. Yes. Always abounding in the work of the Lord in one way or another. Amen. And reinvesting our time, our talent, and our treasure into the work of God. Well, obviously in this case now, Jerusalem needed to be rebuilt. Especially their walls of protection needed to be rebuilt. Nehemiah saw the need, perhaps more than anybody else. God burdened his heart with it, and he shared his burden with the people about the need to do the work and led the people to do that. Now, I think sometimes a church can become content with things as they are, and sometimes there's a need to rise up and build, or at least remodel, update, or change a few things. But that's not going to be my focus on what I'm talking about solely here tonight. It's also true in our Christian life, not to become content with things as they are, but there are times when God challenges us to rise up and build in our life and in our Christian life and so forth. And let me just briefly tonight share three thoughts with you tonight as a devotion. So number one, let me say this to you tonight about rise up and build. Number one, build up your faith. Number one, build up your faith. Now, Jude told us, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith." And that's what Nehemiah is doing. He's building up his faith, and he was sharing a burden with others that would build up their faith as well. So we know all through the Bible, we're challenged to build up our most holy faith. We're challenged all through the Bible. So salvation, are you glad for it tonight? Thank God for it. Amen. You glad for the blood covered it all? We sang about it. But it's not just that. It's also sanctification. The Lord wants every last one of us that are saved to grow in that faith. So we put faith in the Lord for salvation. Thank God for it. But then we begin to build upon that foundation. And we begin to grow in the Lord. That is the Christian life, right? It is that we would build and grow and learn more about the Lord. We do that through the Word. We do that through prayer. We do that through the church. We do that through Christian service. I believe that the idea of loving, serving, giving like Jesus did, that builds up our faith when we do that. And there's going to be times, as we preached about this morning, God's going to put us in storms and trials. God's going to give us, He'll give us trials. He'll give us tribulations. He'll even give us tasks that will stretch and build our faith as well, right? And you've been there and done that before, and God will help us to stretch our faith. So all through the Bible, we see this going on in the lives of the Christians. And we see it going on really right here in the book of Nehemiah as the people had come back, had returned from captivity, and Ezra was led there, and Ezra led them to rebuild the temple and to rebuild their religious life, but they didn't finish the job, and then they were still so vulnerable to their enemies, so God sent Nehemiah there to rebuild their protection around them, which was literally the walls that were lying in ruin. And a lot of times that's a picture of our Christian life. It needs to be built up. It needs to be fortified. And I believe God will do the work to build us up, but He wants us to do the work of cooperating with Him to build it up too. Work on your own salvation, right? Work out your own salvation, the Bible says. And that's just working with the Lord. All right, so build up your faith. Number two, let me say this. Build up your family also. And I mean yours and God's. The best place to start with the gospel is with the family, right? That's the best place to start spreading the gospel, is right there in your own home. Now, you know the Bible gives all kind of instruction about this. The Bible instructs the way of marriage, the plan of marriage, a man and a woman in marriage, one man and one woman, a husband and a father, a wife and a mother and children. There's instructions in the Bible about this, to love and respect and to edify and to build up and to help one another in that regard too. Amen? And I believe God would certainly have us to do that, wants us to do that, and to help. Strengthen, an effort to strengthen and not tear down as we see going on in our society today. Of course, I'm talking about Christian homes, Christian families. There's so much tearing down going on in marriages. I'm talking about the husband and the wife tearing each other down, or tearing the children down or whatever is going on there. But then we know society, the world, is trying to tear down what God has established. So it is our job to build up the family too. Amen? You build up your faith, but you build up your family as well by following the Word of God and praying about it and asking God's help and encouraging one another in the Lord. But not only your family, but also God's family. The brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's what we do right here when we come together and we fellowship and we worship together for the Lord. And I believe the local church is where God has provided for fellowship among believers. Now, the world's going to go to the club. They're going to go to the bar, right? They're going to go to all those places. But people get saved and they go to the church house for this. Amen? Come and get their fellowship right here among the people of God. I love to be around church folks. I love to see you coming in. I love to talk to each other and lie to each other every time we come in. How you doing? Doing great. Amen. Doing wonderful. Everything's fine. I don't have any prayer requests, no needs whatsoever, but it's good fellowship, amen, because it's all positive, right? Until we really get a chance to talk to one another and find out. Sometimes there's more to it than that, amen? But nevertheless, we get to fellowship together, and I guess if you really want to hear all the problems, go to the other places I just mentioned, but we won't do that, amen, and pour out our souls like that. But folks, we sang about it, we're born into the family of God, amen? And we're here to build one another up. I love that song, Brethren, We Have Met to Worship. I like that. And to adore the Lord our God. And to love each other and to consider one another and help one another. The Bible gives us this instruction to consider one another, exhorting one another, comfort yourselves together, edify one another. That is, edify is build up, right? So we can build up one another. We build up our own faith, saved, sanctified too. That's an ongoing thing. You're still building up your faith. You're still, and we're here to build up our families as well, your family and God's family as well. Okay, so we do these things as we rise up and build up in our lives, our families, and all of this. And then number three, let me say this one, not only your faith and your family, but number three, build up the Father's house as well. Now I'm thinking about what Nehemiah is doing here. He certainly was building up Jerusalem, the capital city. He's building up God's house, God's place. Now we see this all through the Bible. Moses and Aaron did it with the tabernacle. David and Solomon did it with the temple. Ezra and Nehemiah did it with the temple and the walls and rebuilding the religious life of the Israelites. Peter and Paul were doing it there in the book of Acts. They're building up God's house too. Not the physical, literal house, but the church. I talked about in the last point, but they were doing all of that too. And you know in the Bible, here in the book of Nehemiah, and with Moses and the tabernacle and Solomon and David and the temple, the people would give offerings and they would bring offerings and they would do what? They would build and they would repair the house of God. You see it over and over again. It's biblical, right? And we want to care for the house of God. I believe you do, and we do as well. In fact, David got under conviction. He said, I live in such a wonderful, beautiful house, and you people do too, but God's house needs attention. And I believe that's an important principle in the Bible, and you find it a couple of different times in the Bible. Sometimes we put more in our own house than we do, and we neglect God's house. I said I'm not preaching on it, but that's definitely application there. A lawnmower, some hedge trimmers, a little bit of paint. That'll go a long ways for your house and God's house. Amen, right? You believe in keeping God's house up, right? Nice. I'll get y'all saying amen about that here in a little bit. Some updates, some willing workers. Isn't that what he had? He said, hey, let's rise up and build. The people said, let's rise up and build. And three times you find it right there in that. Now, of course, it wasn't easy. You see that they had some outside opposition. Folks, the devil is going to fight everything the church tries to do. Things aren't going to go easy. Things aren't going to go smooth. You know why? Because there's a devil that doesn't want it to go smooth. There's a devil that's going to get into it and aggravate it. And I'm not preaching, but don't even think this. I'm not even going here. If you say, well, preacher, I don't want us to do something, I'm not talking about you, okay? We'll discuss all that and you get a chance to vote. And if you vote everything down, I'm fine, okay? It's okay. But I'm talking about the devil is going to do everything he can to disrupt and stop and hurt the work of God. And that's what was going on right there in verse 19. So what they did in the context, it wasn't easy. But there was a determination to do the work of God for the glory of God. Amen? And that's what we want to do in everything we do. We want it to be done for God, for the glory of God, and follow God, and in the will of God, and for the work of God, and for the house of God. So that needs to always be our motive. And that's what Nehemiah was burdened about, and that's what the people were burdened about. So he said, let us do this. Let's rise up and build and do this work. Think about it. Are you burdened like Nehemiah was? Are you burdened to rise up and build your own faith, your own Christian life? Does that bother you sometimes that maybe you're not working on that and you've let it get in ruins? The walls are down, the devil comes in. And we need to build up and take care of those holes where he's getting in, right? Are you burdened about building up your own faith? Are you burdened about building up your own family? Pray about that. Amen. That'll all be close to your heart right there. Pray about building up your own family. Pray about building up God's family right here at the church house. Amen. Bear one another's burdens. Pray for one another. Encourage one another. Help one another. Consider one another. Edify one another. And that's what God would have us to do. And then, of course, a burden for the Father's house, which could literally be the actual facilities that we worship in as well. So we can think about all of those things. But let me emphasize, your faith, are you burdened about building that up this year? I hope you built it up last year. Are you building it up now? You're working on that. You're praying, reading your Bible, in church, serving, loving, serving, giving to build it up, build up your family. And, of course, we can do things here abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. And God will bless us here, too. And I believe he will. All right? Think about those things tonight. I'm going to stop right here. So just go ahead. Let's bow our heads. Let's stand together. And let's think about this. Are we rising up and building in our faith and in our family and in the Father's house as well? Dear Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Lord, for this emphasis, Lord, you've given to me. I thank you, Lord, you gave it to Nehemiah and you gave it to the people along with Nehemiah. And Lord, that They not only, Lord, worked on the physical things, they worked on the spiritual as well. And I pray, God, you'd help us to always be concerned about that. Lord, this physical location is where we come together to work on the spiritual. And Lord, I pray for your help and blessings upon all of that. And God, that we would have the right concerns about all of it. And Lord, I just ask it in Jesus' name. Our heads are bowed, a little music plays. You might want to come tonight and ask God to help you some way, somehow. Building up your faith, building up your family, building up God's family. It's all through the Bible. It's important that we do it, that we be burdened and concerned about doing it. He is our rock. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. We run to Him. We say, God, I need to be built up. I need to rise up and build in my own faith and family and the Father's house even, in the work of God. Some are praying here tonight. How about you? Let's pray and let's talk to the Lord about this and give it to God and ask Him to help us to rise up and build in our own Christian lives as we need to.